Yes, Dad. No, the sitter hasn't arrived yet. But seriously, don't you think I'm a little old for this? Oh, for Pete's sake. Okay, fine. Yep, see you later. You guys have a great time. Bye. Stupid parents and their stupid wine tasting parties. And here he is. Just like them to send some dork over to babysit me. Or maybe some preppy older girl, probably gonna show up in a business suit and tie and be all prim and proper and buttoned up with a ruler in her hand. Have you finished your homework, young lady? Also, that skirt is far too short and inappropriate. Make sure to be in bed by 10 o'clock. Blah, blah, blah. Oh. Well, hello there, handsome. Oh, you're my sitter? Come in, come in. Yes, me. Yeah, I told him as much. What are you gonna do? Parents, am I right? I'm Penelope, by the way. But everyone just calls me Penny for short. Oh, thank you. I saw this thing while window shopping the other day, and I just couldn't resist. You know, all flowing white fabric, but still simple enough to wear day to day. To tell you the truth, I wasn't really into dresses until recently. Guess I must be going through my Disney princess phase. I've been kind of obsessed with them lately. Not that I have an obsessive personality or anything. So, Mr. Babysitter, what to do? What wild and wonderful things will we get up to tonight? Homework? Really? And here I thought you were one of the cool ones. This is so boring. Can we watch TV at least? I'm almost finished. But come on, there's gotta be something else we can do. Like what, you say? Well, there is one thing. You said you liked this dress. Yeah? Would you like to see what's underneath? Wow, it doesn't take much to get you blushing, does it, mister? Relax. Here, let me just sit next to you and. Wasn't so bad, was it? Hey, wait, sit back down. It's all right. What do you mean you're leaving? Oh no, mister. No. My parents paid you top dollar to take good care of me. And I mean real good care of me. So that's exactly what you're gonna do. And that means indulging my every little whim. And if you don't, well, I'm sure my parents will be very interested in hearing about how their babysitter decided to take advantage of their sweet, innocent little daughter in their absence. I know, it's quite the conundrum, isn't it? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Do me, that is. So you'll just have to do exactly as I say. Don't worry, I don't bite much. Now, what do you say we have ourselves a movie night? I mean, it's not like you can really say no, but. All right, you just sit right there and I'll get us set up. Let's see. Snacks, check. Mood lighting, check. Movie? Ah, perfect. Okay, time to choose. The Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast? Which one? Which one are we going to watch? No, silly. I mean, which one are we going to watch first? Yes, we're going to binge watch sappy cartoon romances together, and you are going to thoroughly enjoy it, mister. Now, let me just get a nice cozy blanket for the two of us. And I'm just going to sit right here in your lap. What do you mean, please stop squirming? I'm just getting comfy. Why, mister, your face is turning all red. What's the matter? And, oh my. That wasn't there before. Did you stuff a banana into your pants while I wasn't looking? Can I see it? Oh, this is too much fun. Oh, wait. I've got a better idea. How about we play dress up? No? Okay, then. Let me just grab my phone and. Oh, what's that? Change your mind already, mister? All right, come on then. It's just up the stairs. And voila! Behold the glory that is my room. Yes, that is a lot of stuffies. And pink. I warned you that I was going through my princess phase. Now you sit down right here on the bed, and I'll do the dressing up part. Unless you want to swap roles? No? Didn't think so. Okay, you just watch while I disappear behind these folding screens. I know what's going through your mind right now. What on earth is going on back there? What is she doing? What is she wearing? Maybe something. Maybe nothing. I guess she'll never know unless I... Ta-da! So, what do you think of this baby doll? Too doughy, maybe? How about something a bit more... naughty? Let's see. Plaid skirt? Check. Tight white tank top? Check. Ripped stockings and sneakers? Oh, yes. And... no need for a bra. Better? You're not saying no. Let me just give you a little twirl and... Whoa! Oh, hey, nice of you to break my fall, good sir. Very gentlemanly of you, I must say. Gee, mister, you must have stuck a whole bunch of bananas in your pants while I was back there. How'd you fit them all in? Can I have one? I'm so hungry. I swear, if I keep going like this, all the blood in your body's gonna go rushing straight to your face. We don't want that now, do we? We need to keep certain other areas, engorged, shall we say? Here, you cool down while I get changed one last time. Okay, what shall we try on next? How about these? Or maybe something more like this? Ah, yes, the black lacy stuff. Perfect. Hey, baby. What do you think? Oh my god. You should see the look on your face. I didn't know jaws could drop that low. It's quite the reaction, mister. I take it you like what you see? I borrowed these from my mother. She's a bit more voluptuous than I am. For now, anyway. So, Mr. Babysitter, here we are, in my bedroom, with me straddling your lap. Now, let me ask you again. What naughty things should we get up to next? I think that you should do something to make your little princess happy. A little something to apologize for your rude behavior earlier. Don't you think so too? So, you tell me. How do you plan to make this up to me? How exactly are you gonna make your baby girl happy? Oh. Oh, I see. I like the way you think, mister. Yeah, let me just slip these off. They're only gonna get in the way. Oh, yeah, that's it. Bring your face right down to my... Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. Fuck yes. Oh, keep going. Push your tongue deep inside my pussy. Fuck. Oh, God, that's perfect. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Fuck. Yes. Oh, fucking, just... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Your baby girl is feeling very happy right now. Apology accepted, Mr. Babysitter. She's not fully satisfied yet. And you didn't even get to come yet, mister. What do you say we do something about that? Come here.